Good evening, listeners and avid fans of the Nick Elliott podcast show. This is the third show, actually, that we're doing with my dear guest and friend, Chris Moore. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Nick. I'm good. I'm very, very well, thank you. How are
good.
You?
How you been?
Yeah, not too bad. Back is recovering.
Is it better?
It's getting better.
Top job.
It's getting better every day.
There's a song, haven't there?
Yes,
somewhere?
A Beatles song.
Isn't it? Is indeed.
It's getting better every day, something like that.
Better every day.
God, we could have a good group going.
I can't remember what it was called, that track.
It's getting better every day. Isn't that what it's called? Getting better.
Could
every...
be.
Yeah, whatever. That's a digression.
Is that Abbey Road?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna
anyway.
Bother me. It's going to... Bother me now, Nick.
Bother you? Well, you'll work it out.
I'll come back.
Yeah,
to
you'll
it.
Come
yeah.
back to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were when we hooked up a couple of weeks back. We got kind of talking off mic, didn't we? And I learned something I didn't know about you.
What's that?
And that is that you study philosophy a
yes.
lot.
Yes, 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 yes. It interests me. Different perspectives on all types of things, alive and not alive. And reasons why they're alive or not alive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you read a lot of it, you said.
Yes, I do. So, you know.
Is this from books or?
Well, reading does come from books, Nick.
Ah, I didn't know whether you did it online.
Oh, see what you mean.
I don't know.
Oh, what a terrible. Yeah, no, basically, I do research it online.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of it's from books. So we go back to like the original thinking that I've got. I'm very interested in Marxist theory.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, the whole concept of equality and whether it can actually exist, whether it does exist, and if it does, is it corrupted? Because we have a lot of this going on in society, don't we? Lots of people, lots of philosophy that says we should all be treated as equal.
Yeah.
How can we be? Because fundamentally we're not. But can we be? And this is the sort of thing that gets me, you know? It gets
me. Right.
Another one that gets me is, you know, you take the concept, let's just think of the universe. Okay, so there's the universe. Right. People say it goes on forever.
Yeah.
Right. What's on the other side of forever? There's got to be a point where there is another side of something. There's got to be. That's what logic suggests.
Don't you think that this kind of comes down to the old age question of why we're all here, who made it,
blah, blah, blah. It does. Yeah.
Belief in God, Jesus, etc., etc.
Yeah, it does. And it's not just God, Jesus. It's any other world religion you like to talk about.
Yeah.
And any other theory of existence you want to talk about as well. You know, the whole concept of why we are here hits me. I just don't get it.
Sometimes. Have you a theory?
Do you want the funny answer?
Yeah. Why not?
Sorry, I've got enough in my mouth.
Don't worry. That's where you're supposed to put it.
I'll get rid of that nut.
Hacky-cacky.
Hang on. Right, yes. I have a theory, Chris.
Okay. No, I'm Nick, you're Chris.
Oh, right. I have a theory, Nick.
Okay.
Dinosaurs are thin at one end, much, much thicker in the middle, and thin again at the other end. That is my theory, Nick, and what it is too.
Okay. Right. Does that kind of sum it up?
That sums up existence.
Right.
As does to be or not to be. That is the question. And that is a very good question. To be or not to be. Are you or are you not?
Are you or are you not what?
A person, an existence, okay. A soul, a spirit,
okay.
a life. You know, you people are probably thinking, what's this crazy idiot going on about? But these are things I think about, Nick. These are really things I think about. God, never seen you nonplussed like this.
Well, I'm kind of just thinking it all through,
all right,
really.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the whole philosophy thing kind of, it's a bit of a why kind of title for me, that is.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to talk about particular parts of the subjects.
Yes.
If instead of putting it under the brolly of philosophy,
yeah,
because I don't profess to be a philosopher. Yeah, I've got ideas. I've got I've got theories of what I believe.
Well, that is your philosophy then.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you have ideas and you have thinking about certain topics, that is your philosophy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, tell me some.
Don't know. Well, fate, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm a massive believer in fate.
Yes.
I do believe that the whole thing is literally fated right from day one.
So preordained.
Yeah.
From the day you're born.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, I know people say about your right choice and, you know, crossroads and all this kind of stuff. I'm not too sure that I buy into that.
Right.
I think I've had many experiences in my life that definitely indicate to me that my theory is right. Mm. I think meeting people, the kind of, we'll say, the journey with those people, the demise of those people. Some people are still here, some people are not after a long, long time. And then suddenly things go wrong. You know, I believe that all that kind of thing is a fated experience. I think it is is to be, if you want to call it that.
Well, there you are. To be or not to be.
Right.
As that, written
was
down.
That Shakespeare?
It was Shakespeare.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely right, Nick. You know, you can take life on a very basic level if you want, or you can dig into it. Take a deep dive, as they say these days.
Yeah.
A deep dive into ways of thinking. And that's what I tend to do.
Mm. I think it's a good thing to do that. The only kind of I have a bit of an issue with things that you can't prove. Mm. You know, I'm going to bring in Mr. Brian Cox, who I think is a complete cock.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I've got no time for the bloke.
He was a good pop singer.
Was
he a
Dream?
Dream.
Yeah.
On the old
keyboard player.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That were a nonsense band anyway, weren't they?
They were.
I mean, anybody who hooks up with Tony Blair, fucking hell. You've got to get them people a swerve, big time.
Yeah, but he's a philosopher. He thinks beyond the sky, doesn't he?
But don't you think that's quite an easy subject, Chris? Because it's like people who... the other guy was the guy in the wheelchair, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
He was another yo-yo, that bloke.
Yeah.
I thought... you know, it's very easy to sit there, write books and theories of what you, of this, that, the other, black holes, whatever you want to call it. Mm. I caught a bit of Brian Cox briefly because I literally, you know, flicked by the guy on TikTok a couple of nights ago and he's whittling on about this, that, the other. And you think, well, hang on a minute, you know, that's very easy to do because none of it can be proved.
No. No, and that's the interesting bit about it.
Do you think?
Yeah, because it can't be proved, it's a possibility. It's not a probability, it's a possibility. And anything that's a possibility is a step forward.
Do you think?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that, for me, you need an end to these things. It's all well and good to say, you know, and I mean, because he doesn't believe in Jesus or God or anything, does he, Brian Cox?
No, he doesn't.
He thinks it's all a science and all this kind of stuff, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is a bit of a cop-out, really, to make a career. I know the guy, is he a professor?
Yes, he is.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's obviously a highly educated guy.
Yeah.
But equally as much, it's very easy to sit here and say this, that and the other about this, that and the other when none of it can really be proved anyway.
No.
And you have to question whether you can take a bloke like that seriously.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But that is the philosophy of possibility, if you like.
Right, okay.
Nothing is predetermined, in my opinion.
Okay.
Everything is possible.
So the fate thing, you don't think, comes into...
Faith. You're saying faith.
Fate. Yeah.
Fate, yeah. I can see a point for that. I can definitely see a point. But to my mind, it's a little bit limiting because it just encompasses your lifespan. Just yours. So your fate, you were born there, you die there. Your fate is in that span.
Got it, yeah.
But what about what's gone before you were there and what's gone after you were there? That's also fate, but you're not there to influence.
No, totally. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is that relevant to the person who you're, or to anybody who you're talking about?
Well,
you know, because
yeah.
Fate in a blanket form... is relative to everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Nick. Yeah, it is. It is. This is why it fascinates me. Because, you know, even in this conversation now, we're having these discussions. In my mind is going 10 to the dozen here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, yeah, Nick's got a point there and can consider that. But, you know, it just all boils down to, people say it's down to religious belief. No, it's not.
No, I don't think it's that.
It's not really, you know, because how many religions are in the world? Many, many, many.
Yeah.
And they all say the same thing.
Yeah.
About a superb power, you know, that controls it. So then you get the other extreme of it, science. Science doesn't explain everything. How can it? Science will say that the world was created by the Big Bang and all the rest. I don't know the theories behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's Cox's right. gig, isn't it?
And so if that's the case, where was the Big Bang to create it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the theory of nothing? What, you know, there is a theory, the theory of nothingness.
I think this kind of thing can eventually melt your Swede, can't it?
Yeah.
Big time, because again, there's no answer to it.
No.
There's no start, there's no beginning.
No.
And the little bit in the middle is the bit that you participate in.
Yeah. Well, you take the Bible, they say, in the beginning, there was nothing. Well, if there was nothing, where was it? It must have been somewhere to be nothing.
Mm.
And if it was somewhere, it was something. You know, it's crazy thoughts.
It is.
I'm crazy.
No, I don't think it is.
I come from Barcelona.
I don't think it really is. I think it, you know, it's one of those kind of things that, for me, if I was to get too heavily involved in it, it would only kill time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, without any answers to anything, really.
Yeah,
but you'd kill a lot of time.
You would. And I sort of muse it over. I have a think and over. And I come up with no answer.
Well, there is no answer, is there?
Exactly. So no answer is the answer.
Yeah.
You know. And
which kind of questions, why you even bother with it in the first place?
Well, it does, really, Nick.
Doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Do you think it's a case that you have a lot of time on your hands?
I think it's a case that I'm a bit of a loser.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that, not at all. I don't think it's a case of that.
No, no.
I just think it's probably... this may be a bit of a strange kind of title to give it, but it's not very productive.
No. Well, that's my story. You know, that is me.
That it's not very productive.
That I do a lot of stuff that's not productive. Like my writing, as you know, like your photography.
Yeah, but that's not productive. That's productive.
Well.
Of course it is, because you're leaving a mark, aren't you?
I'm leaving a mark, all right. It's like a skid mark, you know.
Well, but one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so, I mean, for every person who don't like it, the balance or the weights of balance should say that there's a lot of people that do like it.
Yes. Yin and yang and all that.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I know.
Which is art, isn't it? That's art.
It is art. You know, like you have two expressions, don't you? Qualitative, difficult to say on a Sunday.
Very.
Qualitative, or you have quantitative. Beautiful words.
Explain the difference.
Qualitative is to do with thoughts and actions and feelings and emotions.
Oh, okay. That's my area.
That's mine as well. Quantitative is to do with numbers and statistics and ratios. The scientists of the world.
Right, okay.
Brian Cox's of this world.
Yeah, okay.
Dealing quantitative stuff. We both specialise in qualitative approaches. Because who's to say what you photograph is photographing reality? It might not be, it might be. Who's to say what I write is expressing, you know, correctness? Whereas a quantitative one, 2 + 2 = 4. That's your answer, that's it.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no argument, that's it, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. A qualitative approach to that would say, why does 2 + 2 = 4?
Right, I see.
Do you get me?
Yeah, I do.
So why? You know, why? Just because science says it's the case, it ain't necessarily so.
No.
As they say in the song.
There's another song there.
Yeah. It ain't necessarily so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing that gets me ticking along, Nick. My mundane old life.
No, I mean, well, I mean, you know, look at, well, if you take people like Brian Cox, you made a fucking career out of it.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Wouldn't I love to do that?
Eh? Would you really?
Yeah. I'd love to be able to pontificate to the world and say, this is Christopher's theory and what it is too. And then I'd say nothing. I said, that's my theory.
You can you can be a deep thinker, you can, Chris Moore.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do tend to drift away into the world.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, man, at all. Mm-hmm. But it's.
I've inherited that from my dad.
Okay.
Because he also used to think a lot of things.
Did he?
And at the time, I used to think, what's he going on about? Now I've got to his age, what would have been his age, and I get it. I get where he was coming from.
I think deep thinking's good.
Mm.
I do.
Mm. It can drive you berserk.
I was going to say it's destructive.
Yeah.
But I think it's good.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, of course, I've just said qualitative versus quantitative. There's a mixed ground, Nick, in research and so on. It's called mixed method.
Okay.
What that does is it takes a bit of that and a bit of that, a bit of qualitative, a bit of quantitative.
Ah.
And it mixes it up and say, this is it, and they call it social science.
Do they really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They say some of this stuff is right with 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff over here that says 2 plus 2 isn't 4, but more likely it's in the middle.
Ah.
So
that's a bit on the safe side, though.
To me, I'm drawing a great big hedge here. There's my hedge.
Yeah.
Sit on top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to Humpty Dumpty?
He fell off.
He had a great fall. And they couldn't put him together again. That's what comes of sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a fan of sitting on the fence, mate.
No, I know you're not. No,
you've got to be one side.
Yeah, so
either or the other.
Well, you get splinters otherwise.
Well, you can do.
Ooh, nasty.
Yeah, right up the crimp.
Oh, nasty, isn't it?
Ooh. Not good.
No. Oh, it's a bit like when your underwear rides up. Not nice, is it?
No.
Gets to that
the
point.
The thongs are a bastard. Oh, they are.
God, I've given up wearing those. No. Can't be doing with it anymore.
Awful.
A nice pair of Y fronts for me.
Really?
Yeah. Can't beat them.
Eyes down, new game.
That's the one. Pocket billiards, anyone?
Pocket billiards?
Yeah, you remember that game? That game of two halves? Oh, dear, we're straying.
More serious than life and death.
Definitely, yes, yeah. But there we are, you know, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I wonder what your listeners would say on that.
I don't know. I do know it's deep. It is deep. But I think, like I say, I have a little bit of a problem with things, excuse me, that can't be proved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's quite a cheap way of getting out of stuff and, you know, I'm a philosopher and all this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah.
You know.
We've had loads of philosophers, Plato and all the rest of them, all the Greek philosophers and Roman philosophers.
Yeah.
People like Archimedes, you know, all these people have had their theories and deep thinks. What's happened? Nothing changes.
No, nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Which brings me back down to the fated thing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
Well, the theory of fate is definitely there.
I mean, I know people that totally disagree with that. Totally disagree with that. And these people would say, well, you make your own luck, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I'm not totally convinced that that's the case.
You can make your own luck, but within a certain setting, within the context, the context you're in is your everyday life, and that dictates who you are. I don't know if you're like me, but do you get weird dreams?
I don't really dream a lot, to be honest.
You're the second person I've had so.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I have these weirdest of weird dreams.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Things that are going on, and a dream is supposed to be when you're... mind is processing things that have happened during the day or month or whatever that are in your subconscious.
Right.
You know? And there is a line of thought that said, your dream existence is your real existence. Your awake existence is a fake. When we're awake, we're conforming to this, we're conforming to that, having dinners, having breakfast, having nuts, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
But when you're asleep, there's nothing holding you back, and your mind is crazy, and it's working, there's nothing holding you back at all. That's the reality, not what we're living during
okay. the day. That's interesting.
Yeah, and you know, you can think that. Like I'll wake up in the middle of the night sometimes, and I've got to write down what I've dreamt. I've got to write it down.
Really?
And I do. I scribble it down quickly. And then I see it in the morning and think, what the hell is that all about? You know? And then I might change it into a piece of writing. I might screw it up and chuck it away. But somewhere in my head, that's come out.
No, I don't dream. I know people say that everybody dreams.
I think you're doing it. It depends when you wake up. Like, if you wake up in the middle of a dream, it's called rapid eye movement.
Yeah.
You come awake and you remember it. You do, because it happens. A dream will only last you... You probably dream in a night about 30 seconds.
Right.
Of 9 hours or 8 hours sleep.
Right.
But you might not remember it because you've come out of a deep sleep.
Yeah.
But if you come to out of this rapid eye... It's when you see people's eyes are shut and their eyes are going up and down.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's rapid eye movement. And that's when you're dreaming. And if you wake up in that, you remember the dream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you're not alone, Nick. A lot of people, my brother-in-law included,
no,
says
so
he doesn't remember a dream.
No, I don't. I don't do that kind of thing at all, really. Very weird. Mind you, I do come up with some great creative concepts during sleep.
Well, that's it then, Nick.
You know.
So during sleep, you're asleep.
All this kind of running stuff and falling off cliffs and that, I don't do any of that.
You don't?
No, not at all.
Like one of my recurring dreams, it's horrific, but I'm in a lift, you know, like a lift going up to the floor, and the lift is going down rapidly, but I am actually floating above it as it goes down, so my feet aren't on the floor, I'm coming down behind it. It spooks me out every time, that one. And what that's all about, God only knows. I've been a lift for years.
No. Probably just a bit of a message to go and find a lift.
I'll get the escalator.
Shop in a big department store where there is a lift.
Yeah, go up and down it, Nick.
That's the
answer.
You know.
Go up, go down, go up, go down. Yeah.
Yeah, fun. Probably it's something you got
to
do.
I used to enjoy doing that, actually.
What, lifts?
Yeah, in department stores. Go up. Go down, and then when I was feeling really naughty, go the wrong way down the escalator. Oh, that was amusing. So if the escalator was going up, I'd come down.
I do remember in London Underground falling backwards.
Oh yeah,
going up one of the long escalators. Yeah, that was a bit of a bloody carry on because you just can't get yourself back up.
No,
you know, it's really weird, and you're just falling. You're grabbing hold of the banister, and the banister's moving. Everything's fucking moving.
Yeah,
and you're just gradually, you know, falling back all the time.
Do you remember those
really weird sensation?
Talking about the Underground in London. Do you remember those very posh lifts I used to have? Great big lifts.
Yeah,
used to have a conductor or somebody who.
That's it. Yeah,
and they'd open one side and close the other
with a big metal gate type of thing.
Weren't they great?
Yeah,
they were fantastic things. They were.
I can't stand the London Underground though. I hate it.
I don't like it.
Absolutely hate it.
Mm.
And I very, very, very rarely use it. I always use the back cabs when I go.
Use what? The lav.
Black cabs.
Oh, black. I thought so. You use the lavs.
No, the black cabs. Yeah, I can't be doing with all this.
No.
Jammed into all that shit.
No,
you know.
It's not nice. It's not nice.
Goodness me.
I know. But hey.
But no, very interesting, your kind of hobbies or pastimes on philosophy.
Yeah. I do other things, Nick.
No, I know you do.
I'm not a nutter, honestly, listeners. I'm not.
Well,
although I might come across.
If you are.
No, I'm not.
Does it really matter?
Hi. Waving at your
he's waving at yourself. That's what he's doing.
It's a nice picture, that.
So anyway, your new book is out, is it not?
It is indeed, sir. Yes.
When did that come out?
A couple of months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about the book.
It's a collection of experimental poetry this time.
Right.
So it's a little bit, well, it's not poetry as you might expect it. So some of the pages are blank. Some of the pages have one word on, two words on. Some of them are big print, small print, all over the shop print. It's just a stream of consciousness, really. with no overall theme at all.
Right.
Except I bring it all together at the end.
Okay.
With a sort of explanation as to what's going on. I'm pleased with it.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I know you did speak to me and show me some of the stuff that you were doing at the very early stages,
yeah,
didn't you?
Well, it's now sorted, and I'm on to my next one now.
Oh, right. Book three.
Book four.
Book four.
Yeah, it'll be book four coming up. So I've had Mrs. J, that was one book. The one about my stroke.
Yeah.
This new one out. It's a new one out, which name escapes me. Oh, yeah, not quite at this level yet. It's
okay.
There's a story behind that. And number four, it's called A Teacher's Tale. Or no, it's called A Teacher's Trip, in actual fact, with a lot of play on what's written there.
Is this still poetry?
Yes.
Right.
But this is a narrative poem, so it reads like a book.
Okay.
Except it's a poem.
Right.
So it's one poem. It's going to be about 200 pages long.
Right, one poem.
Mm.
200 pages long.
Easily. Yeah, it's what's called a narrative poem. So you just basically write it as prose. Except
right.
It's structured as a poem, you know. And I hope to get that done certainly early part of next year. And then we'll see after that, Nick.
Right, okay. No, I do... Your poetry, it fascinates me. Although I don't read very well because of the dyslexic thing,
but
you know, it fascinates me.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's a very creative art form, isn't it?
It's a release for me, Nick, because I couldn't begin to do the stuff that you do. For example, you know, I'll snap a picture on a camera, but your images that you create are just fantastic. You know?
Thank you, Chris.
No, they are terrific. I couldn't even think about how to do that, but I appreciate what you do. But when it comes to words, I can be a bit verbose.
Mm.
I can have verbal diarrhea, Nick.
Right. No, I've never been a word man or struggled with that.
Mm.
Yeah, struggled with it big time. Mm. Actually, a friend of mine gave me some stuff, a couple of pieces of his work, probably about 3 weeks ago. I saw him yesterday. He said, "Had you read the stuff?" I said, "No." I said, "You
can't read it."
I struggle with it. Mm. I struggle with it.
Yeah, well, you will do.
I started it, but that would take me about a year.
Yeah.
And this thing is just an A5,
small,
probably about 4 or 5 page light brochure that he produced, you know. And I've never been interested in reading.
No, but you won't. Because
I struggle with it.
Well, because you've got your dyslexia, haven't you? It's a very common thing.
Yeah, it's...
Nowadays, it's recognised in
schools. It's a bit weird. It really is. And I think mine's actually getting worse, to be honest, Chris. I don't know whether that's feasible, but I think it is.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, once if you've got this mindset that you're not going to be able to read it, it's going to self-perpetuate, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I struggle with forms and shit like that. It's a bit terrible.
Forms of words.
No, like filling in forms.
Oh, forms.
You know,
forms,
think about
if you
I don't know, if you're doing a passport application or something like that, you know, that kind of stuff's a real headache.
Oh, they're bad at the best of times.
Are they?
God, hate it.
Right.
I hate it. Name, forename, middle name.
Yeah.
Christian. Oh, God.
Mm.
What do you want all that stuff for?
Well, to get in and out of the country.
Exactly.
Or just buy a rubber boat.
I know. That's the answer, isn't it? Anyone got a foot pump?
Yeah.
I'm on the way.
And I'm on my way to Unstanton.
Well, you can get there from Boston, actually.
Rowing like a bastard.
Straight across the water.
Can you really?
Yeah, you could. From Unstanton, you can see the stump.
Can you really?
Yep. On a good day, wind blowing in the right direction.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
I've never been to Boston Stump.
Have you not?
Nope.
Well, you're missing a lot there, Nick. A very good photo opportunity.
Is it good there?
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. If you're into your, you know, your ecclesiastical, religious type structures.
Yeah, I'm into that stuff.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a cathedral.
Is it? In effect. Okay.
You know, it's beautiful stuff.
And can you go in it?
You can go in it and you can go up it.
Okay.
You can go right up the tower and you get this fantastic view from the top there. And I should imagine that would be a fantastic photograph opportunity.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Might have a look one of these days.
You have a look one of those days, Nick. Tell them I sent you.
I mean, I've been coming here for a long time now, Boston per se,
for
various different things, and I don't even know where it is. I've never seen it.
The stump is in the middle of town.
Is it?
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's a big, tall thing.
Ah.
It sticks out into the sky.
Right.
You see it from about 10 miles
away. Can you really?
Yeah, yeah, because it's so flat around here.
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible.
There's an awful lot that I haven't got around to doing.
Boston's got a lot of history.
Yeah, Boston, I don't mind it. I think it's a nice looking place.
It has a bit of a bad name for one reason or another.
Yeah, it has that, yeah.
But its history is marvellous.
Is it really?
Yeah, like Boston, Massachusetts came about because of Boston.
Was it?
Yeah, the Pilgrim Fathers came from Boston.
Did they really?
Yeah, some went from Plymouth, some went from Boston.
Did they really?
In fact, Fishtoff, just up the road from here. Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did all that, and they tried to get away from Fishtoft, but they were arrested and they were put into the jails in Boston Town Centre there.
Right.
In the Guild Hall. And they're supposed to haunt the place to this day.
I think I've only been into, Christ, if I've been into the centre, it's only about once or twice.
Oh, I'll have to take you there, Nick.
Yeah,
we'll have a
look.
Yeah, you'd be amazed. There's such a lot of good stuff.
I mean, I've been coming here to do radio for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably 10 years. It must be getting on 10 years.
It's got to be, isn't it? It's got to be.
How long have we known each other?
Oh, it must be at least that. It was back in the days of Endeavour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crikey. Yeah, it must be at least.
Yeah,
I've
been thinking it's 10 years.
Yeah.
Stone me.
I know.
Time flies when having fun.
It does. It does indeed, Nick. It does indeed.
And I think the time has flown on this particular show.
Time, perchance, to finish.
And waits for no man.
It waits for no man or no woman or no person.
Hmm. You know? Or basically no bastard.
Exactly, Nick. I couldn't have put it finer myself.
No. And on that note, we're going to say good night.
Oh, good night, Nick.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, Nick.
Bye-bye.